Thanks for tuning in to the Godlinton Real Estate Education Podcast, where you'll hear from Glenn Godlinton, a real estate professional helping Calgarians for more than 20 years. With a wealth of education to share, Glenn will discuss the ins and outs of navigating the market and help you to discover details that will prepare you, whether you're purchasing your first home or investing in any property. The Real Estate Education Podcast covers a range of topics for both buyers and sellers. It doesn't matter if you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor. Glenn will provide insight and help educate you. He helps explain the process and will help you to make sound decisions around this major investment in your life.
Hello, and welcome back to the Glenn Godlinton Real Estate Education Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss the steps to home ownership. If you're a buyer, these are the steps you need to understand to find yourself a great home. The first step we always like to discuss briefly is we need to make a decision whether now is a time to either rent a home or to buy a home. We will help you determine the right time to purchase. Why pay someone else's mortgage when you can be paying your own? The city is expanding and growing. Plus, the cost of living keeps climbing. Is it better to buy a home now or save more for a down payment? We will discuss the options and the benefits of both. The next and most important step is to obtain a pre-approval for a mortgage. Obtaining a pre-approval for a mortgage is one of the first and most important steps in starting the home buying process. There are three major reasons for doing this. The first reason is to determine the size of the mortgage the lender will approve you for. It is very disheartening to find your dream home and then find out the lender will not provide you enough money to purchase it. So let's determine upfront what price range we can comfortably afford. Now we know that we are viewing homes that we can comfortably invest in. Number two, the second reason is to lock in and protect the lowest interest rate possible. Mortgage rates do vary in Canada. Most lenders will protect your rate for a minimum of 90 days. So if the rates go up, you can get the current locked in low rate. And if the rates go down, you will get the new lower rate. This can save you thousands of dollars over the life of your mortgage. The third reason is to make the approval process faster once the offer is accepted. The lender will request all of your paperwork during the pre-approval process. It always takes more time than expected to get this documentation in place. The earlier you start, the faster the process goes after we write the offer. Having all of the documentation in place before the offer is written will reduce the stress during this condition period. It may also allow you to waive the conditions sooner. And it may make the difference to winning and losing in a multiple offer situation. We can help you locate a good lender. The lender may be a major bank or a mortgage broker. We have excellent contacts at most of the major banks and at a number of independent mortgage brokerage companies. Some of our clients prefer to use their existing banks, and some would rather use a mortgage broker. Historically, buyers have been able to get a better rate through a mortgage broker. But this is changing and not a given anymore. Like the banks, there is no cost to use a broker's services. But if you have a good existing relationship with your bank and you have considerable deposits there, the bank may be willing to match or beat the mortgage broker rates. There are a couple of considerations when deciding to use a bank or a mortgage broker. So let's first discuss using a bank. Most banks have external mortgage advisors that are not tied to a specific branch. Generally, it is better to work with one of these specialists as opposed to going to the counter and being assigned a junior person that is not a mortgage expert. Many of these people are generalists and do not have as much mortgage experience as the external mortgage advisors. Number two, typically the junior person is salary-based and they are not as experienced or as motivated to complete the work required to finalize a transaction on time. I have even seen cases where the junior people have gone on holidays without passing the mortgage transaction off to a colleague to complete before possession date. Number three, if your personal financial life is complicated, the approval process becomes more complicated. An expert has probably seen your situation in the past, making the approval process easier for you. Number four, most of the external mortgage advisors are commission-based, so they are motivated to ensure that you get approved. Most work on weekends and evenings, similar to realtors, and are typically available to us after hours if needed. Number five, if you have already established a great relationship with a senior personal financial advisor or an experienced mortgage associate in the branch, then feel free to use that person. Number six, if you do not have a good relationship established in a branch, please ask us and we will recommend a good external mortgage advisor from your bank. Typically, this professional will be able to place the mortgage at your branch when the mortgage is completed, making the process seamless. And lastly, number 7, keep in mind, all of these people are bank employees. They can only offer you the products offered by their bank. Most of the big banks are fairly competitive, but rates do change daily. Okay, that's the banks. Now let's discuss working with an independent mortgage broker. Number 1, for typical residential home purchases, there is no cost when you use a mortgage broker as they are paid by the lender. Number 2, there are hundreds of different mortgage brokerage companies licensed in Canada that can provide you a mortgage. They are basically agents for the lender that is providing the loan. Number 3, many mortgage brokers can also get you mortgages from some of the major Canadian banks. Number 4, the broker works for you, not the lender. Each broker will have access to numerous different lenders. They will shop your transaction around to find you the best mortgage for your particular situation. Best means the appropriate rate and terms for you. Number 5, when the broker recommends a specific lender, ask how stable the lender is, how long they've been in business, and will they be around in 5 years when the mortgage comes up for renewal. If you must change mortgage companies 5 years from now, you will probably have to requalify. So if some strange reason you are unemployed, then it may be difficult to get a new approval. If the existing lender is still in business, it is a renewal, not a new application, so it is much easier. Just understand the strength of the lender. Let Mr. Google help you out. Number 6, please keep in mind there is more to a mortgage than just rate. Rate is important. Other terms such as open, closed, variable rate, amortization, mortgage term, prepayment terms, prepayment amounts, and prepayment penalties are just as important. Number 7, brokers are particularly good if you have bad credit or unusual circumstances, self-employed or maybe new to the country. Brokers are also self-employed and are paid by the lender to help you with the mortgage, so they are motivated to ensure you can get approved. Most work on weekends and evenings, similar to realtors, and they are typically available to us after hours if needed. If you do not know a good mortgage broker that you have used in the past, ask us. We can recommend a good one for your particular circumstances, and one that recommends quality lenders. Whoever you choose, please give us their contact details and send them ours so we can communicate with them during the transaction. It is important that the realtor and the lender have clear and consistent communication. There are several different types of mortgage products out there. Now is the time to have the lender explain them to you and to start thinking about what is best for your situation. Please ask us if you have any questions. It is important not to request multiple pre-approvals from numerous lenders just to see what they are offering. Each lender will typically pull your credit report. If there are multiple credit requests and no money funded, it may look like you have been turned down many times, making it more difficult to obtain a mortgage. If you're going to have a parent, a relative, or a friend co-sign, this is the time to get them involved, as all of the buyers that are going on the title and the mortgage must go through the pre-approval process. Many of the banks and mortgage brokers now have online application processes. This is typical, and you'll be required to enter all of your data and upload the documents to a secure server. A quick note about your personal and corporate income taxes. Please make sure you have filed all of your taxes and you are up to date and have paid all amounts due. Make sure that you have received the notice of assessments, sometimes called the NOA, from the federal and provincial governments for each tax account. As the federal government gets paid first, the lenders like to make sure the government has already been paid so they do not garnish your wages, making it impossible for you to pay your mortgage payments. When you go through the approval process, tell the lender all the good and the bad. If you have outstanding debts or credit problems, bring them up now. Do not try to hide them because they will come to light during the final approval process. Discussing them now will give you time to follow the advice of the lender to clean up these problems. They may even structure the mortgage differently to obtain the approval. If you're going to get a financial gift, maybe from your parents, to help you with the purchase, discuss this with the lender upfront. You will need to get a specific gift letter disclosing the gift. The lender will discuss these requirements with you in detail. After the pre-approval, and especially the final approval, do not go out and make any major purchases that may change your financial status and risk the mortgage not being funded at the end, such as vehicle purchases with a loan. And as a final note, if you have had a bankruptcy or horrible credit problems, talk to the broker now. Get advice to clean up your finances so you can become mortgageable in years to come. Now, let's talk about transferring down payments from your savings or your RSPs. You will be encouraged to use your existing resources wisely and to have the funds readily available for use as and when required. When you purchase your home, part of the total purchase price will be in cash or a down payment, and the remainder will usually be in the form of a mortgage. The down payment, the non-mortgage portion, is usually split into two parts. One is the initial deposit, and the second is called cash to close. The deposit is required when we write the offer, and the cash to close is required approximately 2 weeks before possession date. If you are using funds from your RRSP for any part of the down payment, these funds should be transferred to your bank now, so they will be ready for use at the appropriate times. The amount of the deposit will vary with the purchase price of your home and the size of your mortgage, typically between $5,000 to $20,000. We will discuss more about the deposit later. Estimating the closing costs. You will need to prepare for all of the costs of buying, including down payment, closing, moving, and other costs. We will go over this in detail so that you know approximately the costs of the purchase and after purchase costs. Example, moving costs, home inspection fees, lawyer fees, taxes, condo document review fees. Please ask us for the current buyer's costs sheet when we meet. But to give you a ballpark idea, for a $400,000 purchase, the legal fees, including disbursements, may be around $1,700. A condo document review for a condo purchase only may be around $400. A home inspection typically is about $550. A bank appraisal fee is about $300. Some lenders may cover this cost. Home insurance for the year might be $500. Moving fees could vary between two pizzas for friends or $5,000 for a big home. Utility down payment deposits vary depending upon whether or not you have had utility accounts in your name. This will vary between about $0 and $300 per service. So let's finalize your budget. We will help you finalize a complete housing budget. The budget must be one that you can comfortably afford, including principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and utilities, and all of your living costs. It is great to own a home, but not so good to be house poor. Now the fun starts. Let's select the districts where you would like to live in. Now we will discuss the neighborhoods and areas in and around Calgary where you would like to live. It is important to select areas that will fit into your budget comfortably. We will not show you homes that you cannot afford. Think about what is important to you when you are selecting areas. Is it closeness to schools, shopping, work, friends, downtown, relatives, nightlife, maybe mountain access, local lakes, or maybe recreation facilities? Once we have lists of areas that suit your family's needs, we will then help you verify that these locations have homes that fit into your budget. Sometimes we must make trade-offs between location and size and quality of home. For the same price, you will get a bigger, nicer home in the suburbs than you will in the inner city. This choice will be yours. Making a home wish list. Think about what you've liked and disliked about the previous homes you've lived in the past. Now, start to compile a list of your current and future needs and also what you want in your new home. Break the list down into two sections, the must-haves and the nice-to-haves. Prioritize these items. Put the top three items in the must-have list and the remaining in the nice-to-have list. For example, you may decide that you must have four bedrooms above ground, a double garage, and a separate formal dining room. And nice-to-haves might be hardwood floors, developed basement, walking distance to a kiddie park, and a big laundry area. As we search for homes, we may adjust this list as we learn more about the properties available. We should be able to find a home that has all of your must-haves and a number of your nice-to-haves. Okay, locating and qualifying listings. Once we have the neighborhood location and our home wish list, we will start to review listings. We may sit down at the computer and go over the listings together to help create a list of potential homes to view. We will also set up a search for you and email you homes that meet your initial criteria. We will make the search parameters fairly wide to begin with, as not to miss any potential homes. If you see any homes you would like to view, please email us the address and the MLS numbers. Using the most up-to-date techniques and tools available today, our entire team will be searching daily to help you locate the best homes that match your budget, neighborhood, and shopping list requirements. We will also be searching manually to locate appropriate property. We will speak to other agents in our office and review postings on private realtor sites to learn about upcoming listings. When we locate specific homes that match your requirements, we will then be emailing or calling you with all of the new listings as they become available every day. We will also send you the details about any price reductions on these homes. We will actually send you the sold listings with the actual selling price for homes that match your criteria. This way, you will see what homes in the area are actually selling for. You will also see how much the sellers have negotiated off of the list price and how many days it took for the home to sell. This sold data becomes important, so you will start to get an idea of the current values in the neighborhood. Please review it and ask any questions that you may have about specific homes. You will also have access to our private cell phone app and our websites. Each website is designed for a specific product type. Godlinton.com has properties of all types, while the other sites have been designed for specific product types. The sites are firsttimehomebuyercalgary.com, buyandinfill.com, investmentrealestatecalgary.com, and duplexescalgary.com. As you receive the detailed information on all of these homes, you can now determine which homes you would like to view. We always recommend that you do a drive-by on your own ahead of time to ensure that the exterior and the neighborhood is to your liking. Okay, let's talk about viewing the selected homes. Once we have selected the homes to view, we will pick a starting date and time for our tour. The viewing appointments will be scheduled at a mutually convenient time for both you and the sellers. All of our licensed agents will be available to show your homes. This allows for maximum schedule flexibility. We will sort the list of homes geographically to create the most effective route for viewing the homes. If there's a particular home you would like to view first or last, please let us know. Maybe you want to start close to work where you'll be coming from. The showings will be requested with each seller. Once the appointments are confirmed or possibly declined, we will let you know which home to meet us at. Depending upon the number of people viewing the homes, we may take two cars or carpool in one after meeting at the first home. We will have a scheduled time frame to view the homes, usually a 1-hour window to arrive and view the home, with the appropriate travel time calculated in. We will usually send you a link to the showings with a map. This link will continue to update with the accepted and declined showings. Once we start viewing the homes, you will find that your requirements may change as you see features that you may or may not require. We will start to fine-tune your requirements. Maybe you realize that you would like a 2-story home, not a bungalow, and you need at least 1,500 square feet after looking at smaller homes. It is okay and quite typical to adjust your search criteria as time goes on. We will then adjust your search criteria on the computer as well. When you look at several homes, it can get confusing as to which homes had which features. To help clarify the confusion, we will encourage you to give each home a name and to have each person rate the home with a number from 1 to 10. We will keep only the top 3 homes on our shopping list at any time. We will provide you feature sheets for each of the homes that we will view. Please make notes on these sheets to help remember the important items of each home. The sheets will be organized in the order of viewing. In case we get lost, you will know where the next home is located. Now the fun part, we're going to select a home. We will help you shop and compare until you feel confident that we have found the best home for you. About 43% of our clients find their home on the first trip out viewing homes. Why is this? Well, it's because we have done our homework in advance. You may have determined your desired neighborhoods and you understand the requirements in a home. There is usually an adequate number of homes on the market to select from. And now, with multiple pictures on the MLS, virtual walkthroughs, and floor plans, it is easier than ever to select the most appropriate homes to view. So don't be surprised if you find your home quickly. If it takes longer, don't worry. We are willing to work with you for as long as it takes to find your perfect home.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Godlinton Real Estate Education Podcast. You can listen to more episodes at godlinton.com. For personalized support and help finding the perfect real estate property, give Glenn a call or send a text to 403-829-9500. That's 403-829-9500.